Ingham County Register of Deeds, Curtis Hertel Jr. Curtis, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm okay. We spoke earlier this morning. You were texting me late night up with the baby. Been there and done that. Hopefully you can catch up this weekend.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's just teething a little bit, but he's good other than that.
Well, there's a big federal court ruling that is going to create some revenue for Ingham County, and I'm sure Freddie and Fannie Mae are not going to be happy about this.
Yeah, absolutely. The Eastern District of the U.S. courts have ruled that Fannie and Freddie have to pay the transfer taxes. This is a point we've been making for the last year. And we think that it's going to bring tens of thousands of dollars just this year in Ingham County and millions of dollars across the state for the school aid fund when we actually get the actual final ruling on the final case. We expect hundreds of thousands of dollars to be coming to the county. So it's really good news. We're excited about it. And we really appreciate Andy Meiser's work. He's the treasurer down in Oakland County, who was one that filed this specific case.
You had tipped me off to the story some months ago. What were Freddie and Fannie doing to try and not pay these taxes?
Well, you know, Fannie and Freddie play an interesting game here in Michigan. When they want to foreclose on someone by advertisement, they go into court and they say, we are a private company and therefore can foreclose by advertisement. And the reason they do that is because if they were part of the government, they can't foreclose by advertisement. It's a violation of the Due Process Clause of the Constitution. So then when they go and file those documents in our office, they take an exemption that's specifically meant for the federal government. They say, we are a federal part of the federal government, and therefore we don't have to pay taxes. So really, they've been trying to talk out of both sides of their mouth whenever it happens to be convenient for them to be what they are. The reality is that they are a government-sponsored entity. They have a special relationship with the federal government, but they also have private stockholders. They pay their CEO $4.5 million a year, and they don't operate, in my opinion, in the best interest of the federal government or in the best interest of the people. And so at that point, we don't believe that they should have qualified for these exemptions. And it turns out that at least in the U.S. District Court, they agreed with us.
Sellers in Michigan typically must pay the tax, which amounts to about $860, maybe a little bit more, on the sale of a home if it was valued in $100,000. In this scenario, about $110 would go to the county and $750 would go to the school aid fund. And was Freddie or Fannie paying any amount?
The one that they were paying was the actual recording fee, so which would be $14 for the first page, $3 for each additional page. So they were paying, you know, $17 usually on a document that should have cost them closer to $1,000. So they were skipping out of a large part of taxes all over this state and really all over the country. I got a phone call yesterday from the clerk registered down in Palm Beach, Florida, and they wanted to know about the lawsuit because they have similar transfer taxes down there. So we're talking about a nationwide thing in many cases, because they've been trying to avoid these taxes. And this is what the mortgage giants and the banks do. They want to play by a different set of rules than you or I would play by. And we just don't think that's right.
This is a government entity. How could they do this?
Well, the thing is that they used to be a government entity. They're still a government entity, but when they were first started, they were largely part of the federal government. They've been split off over time. Now, actually, because of the federal bailout, they've come a little bit further back into the government. But most of their profits are profits. I mean, they pay stockholders. They have a very lucrative payment plans for not only their president, who gets $4.5 million, but their vice presidents and all those. I mean, they are not operating in our best interest. They are not. There's not enough control on them for them to be part of the federal government.
Do you expect they will fight this ruling?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we'll be, I think it's very possible that we'll fight this all the way up to the Supreme Court. What the people can be assured of is that we're not backing down. We have a class action lawsuit that was filed by Ingham County and Branch County that actually not only goes after this exact transfer tax, but also goes after the major banks that use a lot of these same exemptions that they shouldn't, goes after the foreclosure mills. We're going to continue to try to make sure that these companies can pay their taxes. What they have done in this community has been hugely damaging. To see what the property values have gone, the county has lost 10% of its value in the last 2 years. And for them to, on top of doing all that, pushing people towards foreclosure, illegally foreclosing on people, but to go further and then try to not pay their taxes, it's just outrageous. And we shouldn't put up with it.
You know, there are going to be people who say, well, that's all nice, but if we lose in court again, we're spending all that money and perhaps wasting our time. Why move forward with it?
Well, I'll tell you a couple things. One, the contract that we signed for this lawsuit, we don't pay the attorneys anything unless we win. So I'm not concerned about that because we're not wasting the money. I mean, the only thing we've wasted is those attorneys' time, which they don't get reimbursed for, unless we win. So well, we protected the people. We made sure that it's a sensible thing to do. And I feel like we're on the right track. And just this one ruling is going to make us money this year.
We've been talking with Ingham County Register of Deeds, Curtis Hertel, Jr. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.